I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. I can't believe I even have to say that.
All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're
going to
tell
go.
You about the X Factor that has helped the Lions, and it's when the rest of the media is too scared.
They're
to
ignoring
talk about.
It. They're scared.
On the subject of scared, a very scary comment from Kirk Cousins about Bill Belichick.
We're
also going to clarify a misunderstanding by some of the morons out there coming up to us and saying we said something wrong about Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, you got to listen with your ears and your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, first, one quick show note. It's your last chance to vote in the Sports Podcast Awards.
Yep.
Even though they put us in the wrong category, we're clearly not a comedy show.
No, of course.
And just to show you how foolish they are at the Sports Podcast Awards, they also put Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco in the same category.
What is that?
Since when are they comedians?
Since never. I mean, what's going on here? Is Carrot Top up for best football analyst? It's so confusing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on the subject of confusing, our guest today, he works as the lead sports anchor at ABC7 in New York.
Oh, and, that guy.
All week long, he's been on social media, jumping up and down about the Lions.
Pathetic.
Making the NFC Championship. No clue what this guy's doing. Works in New York, talking about the Lions. Could clearly use some career advice and intervention there. Anyway, we're going to help him. Ryan Field will be joining us.
And we're going to have a field day with him.
Yep,
I promise
but
you
before
that.
We get to that, it's time for a word from our good friends at Casper. When was the last time you bought a new mattress? If you can't answer that question, then you better go buy one now, you gross f***.
Yeah. In fact, the other day, my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, was complaining to me because their mattress was too small and crowded. I said, is it because of the way Aunt Marie sleeps? And he said, no, it was because of the other two couples. And then Actually, you know what? Let's just keep moving forward. I'll finish that story another time.
Just go to Casper.com.
Yep.
Enter the promo code Fusco to get 0.03% off your first purchase. Offer expires January 24th, 2020.
Yeah, another check in the mail. Yeah. There we go.
All right. And one quick note, Tony. Don't forget, go to our merch store. You can get 20% off everything January 24th. To the 28th.
Buy all the merch.
It's time to get into everything with our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, you know, everybody's buzzing about the Detroit Lions making the NFC Championship for the first time in, well, who knows when. We
didn't bother
looking
know.
It up. Yeah, exactly. But, Tony, you know, people are acting like this is some kind of inspirational story. This is so pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, frankly, everyone knows this story's about to turn sad.
Yep.
The Lions aren't going to win it all. they're basically guaranteed to finish fourth. That pretty much makes them the Vivek Ramaswamy of the NFL.
Yep.
In fact, I think it would be smart for the Lions to just drop out of the playoffs now and endorse the 49ers.
Great point, Tony. And you know, another thing must be mentioned here. It's totally clear why Detroit is crushing teams at home.
The intimidation factor. There you go.
And that's not because they're a good team.
No.
It's because of the city's high violent crime rate. Isn't that right, Tony?
100%. Our sources tell us that opposing players are scared less on the field and more on the drive to the field.
Yep.
All that violent crime sets exactly the right tone.
Yep.
I think we should follow Detroit's lead here and call upon our city leaders here in Philadelphia to get our violent crime rate back up to where it needs to be if we want the Eagles to be dominant once again.
Great point, Tony. I mean, you know, you look at a city like New York. I mean, their mayors took so many measures to lower the violent crime rate.
So dumb.
And they've just got to be regretting those moves now. I mean, the Giants, they just don't intimidate anybody, do they?
Not at all. I was in New York the other day, and everybody was so friendly and happy. It was so pathetic and not intimidating at all.
Just terrible, terrible choices
horrible.
Anyway, to some other fallout from the Lions game, you know, they sent the Buccaneers packing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's all bad news for Baker Mayfield. There's a silver lining, isn't there, Tony?
100% there is. We all know the best way to compare two quarterbacks is to have them play on the exact same team. Well, Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady just did that. And Baker got much further in the playoffs than Brady. I mean, Brady couldn't even get past Dak and the Cowboys in the wild card round, which is the ultimate failure imaginable. No wonder Brady was forced to retire in shame after that.
Yeah, you know, people always say that first impressions matter most.
No.
What the hell are they talking about?
No idea.
Last impressions are so much more important. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes, yes. That's why Tom Brady's legacy is unfortunately forever ruined. Well, also because he cheated. But this too.
Just rock solid analysis all around there, Tony. And now let's look ahead to this weekend.
You.
The Lions will face the 49ers. And, you know, many people, they're saying that the 49ers need to ditch their quarterback, Brock Purdy.
Yep.
And obviously they're 100% right.
Totally.
But when you look at the numbers, Tony, the solution is sitting right there, isn't it?
Yup. The 49ers need to ditch Brock Purdy and bring in the better 49ers QB. Of course, that's Jimmy G. We all know the true measure of a quarterback. Star power. You can't measure that with passer ratings. You have to measure that with TV ratings. And when Jimmy G was in the Super Bowl, that was the highest rated game ever. I hate to say it, but Joe Montana and Steve Young never even came close.
Just totally lacked star power all around. And, you know, this is why when people say Joe Namath had star power, I say, look at the TV ratings.
That's
Nobody
all you got to do.
Watched that Super Bowl. And, you know, when people mention these great QBs, so-called great QBs like Otto Graham and Sid Luckman.
Yeah, who?
They didn't even keep TV ratings for those games. They were so low.
Yup. Pathetic.
Well, on the subject of pathetic, now to a point of clarification. We should say on this show, you know.
Can't
now
believe
that the Eagles are keeping
this.
Nick Sirianni, you know, a lot of morons out there that are coming up to us and saying that we apparently said Nick Sirianni should be fired.
Oh, come on.
We didn't say
kidding?
That at all. Did we, Tony?
No.
Mean, you people, once again, taking things we say out of context.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
When we said he should be fired, we clearly meant fired up. About
there
the opportunity ahead for the Eagles and the future of this team. Totally obvious.
Exactly. And when we said he should be canned, we clearly meant that there's nothing he can do if he puts his mind to it. Listen more careful.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people, they said that we apparently said Nick Sirianni is the crappiest stinker of a coach.
No.
We said he's the craftiest thinker of a coach. I mean, you people need to listen.
Exactly. Open your eyes and listen. Terrible job by you.
Yeah, well, all right, moving to the AFC. You know, there was a bizarre incident after the Chiefs-Bills game where Bills fans wound up hitting Patrick Mahomes with snowballs.
Yeah, it was great.
What makes this bizarre, Tony, is they're saying this was a bad look for Bills fans.
You know, No. People should be blaming Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Aren't quarterbacks supposed to have situational awareness?
Yep.
I mean, Bills fans are far more dangerous than Bills players.
Yep.
And technically, Mahomes was still on the field of play. Yep. I mean, if a guy runs onto the tarmac at the airport and gets hit by a plane, do you blame the plane?
Nope.
Of course not. Frankly, this just showed poor judgment by Mahomes and, in my opinion, very good judgment and throwing accuracy by those Bills fans.
Such terrific analysis, Tony. And now to more NFL news.
Thank you.
Kirk Cousins says that he would not turn down the opportunity to play for Bill Belichick. And Tony, this could have big ramifications, couldn't it?
Yep. You know, if I'm Bill Belichick, I'm absolutely terrified by this news. In fact, this is probably why we haven't heard any updates on his next coaching job. Don't be surprised if this is what finally forces Bill Belichick into retirement. He's probably so terrified at the prospect of having Kirk Cousins as his quarterback and never coming close to winning a playoff game for the rest of his life.
Yep.
Frankly, if retirement is what Bill Belichick chooses, I don't blame him.
Wouldn't blame him in the slightest.
No.
So true, Tony. And final note here from the NBA. There was some confusion this week after the Bucks fired coach Adrian Griffin.
Yep.
Not because the team was 30-12 or that they hired loser coach Doc Rivers to replace him. No, this was confusing because of this. ESPN insider Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted that the Bucks, quote, dismissed Adrian Griffin. And Tony, this was very confusing to everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't tell. What did they mean by dismissed? Was he fired or like just sent home from work early, like a half day? What happened to the good old days when you could just say they fired his ass? I mean, back in middle school, when our teachers said we were dismissed, did that mean we were fired from school? No.
No. Just great societal perspective there, Tony. And now, well, it's time to turn our attention back to football. I see our guests coming on the line, so let's bring them on the Fusco satellite.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
This guy from Detroit originally.
Yeah.
The lead sports anchor for ABC7 New York says on his bio, he's been in this business for 2 decades now. That's got to be a typo or something. Yeah, what year were you born? 2007?
You're right. It's actually 2.5 decades. That is a typo. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, but when were you born? 2007, 2008?
Yeah.
You look like you just came out of the womb.
I was born in the fall of 2002. I
can't do math, but that sounds wrong, though, anyway. Who knows?
No, me neither.
He's off.
Yep.
1977, boys. Wow. Read him in a week. 1977.
Oh, well, he must be a vampire or something.
Yeah, he's on an all-blood diet.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
All right. Anyway, for some bizarre reason, he's been all over our social media. They're celebrating the Detroit Lions.
Makes no sense.
Making the NFC Championship, which is odd and pathetic for several reasons. Anyway, let's just get him in here. Ryan Field, welcome back to the show.
Great to see you, boys.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got to talk to you. You know, we've been in this business longer than you, so we like to give career advice.
Yeah.
You know, and Ryan, you know, you're a New York sports anchor.
Yeah, New
That's
York.
That's your profession, all right? But you're out there, you're talking about the Lions. Don't you think you're confusing people, the few people who watch you on TV, you know, like they're watching and they think they're accidentally getting the local news from Detroit?
Yeah.
Isn't that bad?
Well, listen, for the dozens of people that watch me and tune in every night, including the both of you, I appreciate your support. I feel an obligation to talk about, you know, the most important stories going on in the sports world. And, you know, the Giants and Jets are out of it. So too, the Philadelphia Eagles, we should point out. So the Detroit Lions are there. So that's what we have to talk about,
even on
New York Nightly News.
Don't you want to admit you're more personally invested in this Detroit team because you can't admit that your New York football teams are so shitty?
Yeah, they suck.
Well, listen, it was a tough year for the New York football teams. It's been a tough several years for the New York football teams. In fact, people are saying as soon as I got to town, that's when everything went south.
That's true.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah.
But listen. The Lions are the talk of the football world, and you know what? We're going to leave the sports
We'd like to personally
them.
Thank you for moving to New York, if that's
yeah,
the case.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. You did us
right,
a lot of help
you're talking
there.
About the Lions. You know, you're going off. You're so excited that they made the NFC Championship. I mean, don't you think this is kind of pathetic to be celebrating something that's not technically an accomplishment?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're not celebrating yet. We're definitely grasping at straws. But
I saw your social media.
Yeah, you're celebrating, bro.
So listen. We're celebrating a little bit because we are in uncharted territory here, boys. I've been a fan of this team for 40 freaking years, and we are now
at the
finally
age of 27,
on the cusp.
Very young. Yep. Okay, yep. Go.
Yeah, making the cusp of our first Super Bowl. So listen, we have to celebrate the little things in life.
Cusp.
And trust
cusp.
Me, be it, plus,
yeah.
trust
no,
me
no, we're going to cusp you out. You keep going couple. This far.
Come on.
Yeah.
You got to be a journalist.
Yeah.
Put on your journalist hat.
You got to be objective,
you know the Lions
bro.
Are probably going to finish fourth out of all the teams left. Don't you think they're kind of like the Vivek Ramaswamy of the NFL?
Well, that's one way to put it. But listen, we're here, and for a franchise that's never been here, only been here once, I should say, in its existence, we have to celebrate these things. Listen, we're not like the Eagles fans. We're not used
whoa,
to excellence.
Whoa,
we're
whoa,
also,
bro.
We're also not jerks. So that's
oh,
the other thing.
Whoa, 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 bro.
Yeah,
let's,
that's what a jerk says.
Yeah, let's reel it
jerks.
Back in, bro. But Ryan, you know, since the Lions are basically the Vivek Ramaswamy of the NFL, wouldn't it be smart for them to maybe drop out ahead of the game this weekend and just endorse the 49ers?
Yeah.
I feel like you two are hoping that's what's going to happen because I know damn well if the Eagles were in this very same position that the both of you would not be wishing the
no,
same
that's
thing.
Not what
here we go again. Eagles.
We murdered their quarterback.
Yeah.
But hold on. This is
that's
what I want to
know.
That's
all I know, boys.
All right. You're such a big Lions fan. Well, if you like Detroit so much, why don't you go work there? Is it just that you're afraid of getting murdered? It
makes sense to us.
Okay, Stephen A. Smith. Listen, we've taken
insult.
A lot of punches in that city. There's no doubt about that. But we're on the up and up, and it's already been there, done that, boys. We've already worked in Detroit. I love my hometown, but now we're on to the Big Apple and trying to make things happen here in the bright lights.
That
city.
Is the answer by someone who is clearly afraid to get murdered.
Yep. You know, exactly.
You know, the Lions have the intimidation factor.
Yeah, they
at
do.
Home, you know, we're not talking about them being a good team, just the violent crime rate in the city.
Yep,
don't
everybody's
you think
scared
that it
to go.
Makes opposing teams just terrified of playing there. The game is lost before they've gone in the stadium.
Listen, we want people looking over their shoulder the minute they get to town. That's exactly what we want.
Exactly.
The distractions. and make sure they're focusing on anything but trying to win a football game. Damn. And I think the Bucks and Rams can tell you that's exactly what happened when they were at Ford Field.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we got through it, Tony.
Exactly. You know, and Ryan, is it true that Barry Sanders retired early, not because he couldn't outrun defenses, but because he couldn't outrun violent criminals?
Good question.
It's because he couldn't outrun the crappy pass to the Detroit Lions. That's what he couldn't outrun. Mm-hmm. So that's what really happened. But you guys can spin it any which way possible. You know, the Philadelphia faithful has a way of spinning things to support narrative.
That's not spin, right, bro. That's not spin. Look at New York. New York's done a lot to lower its violent crime rate. Is it a coincidence that the Giants have sucked since the violent crime rate went down?
Total mistake.
You might be onto something. What's Philly's violent crime rate?
Not high enough, bro.
We called upon the mayor. We said, raise the violent crime rate. Let's get this glorious city back where it
needs to be. Yeah, bro.
Anything to get the Eagles back to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Like, no more police. No more.
If you are doing your city a real service, you'd get on the air and tell them more murders, more climbing lampposts.
Yeah, get out there. Do a purge. Basically, we need a purge, bro.
The way things have gone here for the Giants and Jets, you might be onto something.
There you go.
You know, while I got your bio up there, it says you went to Michigan State.
Yeah, Spartans, bro.
Your former quarterback, Kirk Cousins, just came out and said he wants to play for Bill Belichick wherever he coaches next. Do you think this will be the move that finally forces Belichick into retirement?
Well, I think it's going to be an upgrade going from a Michigan quarterback in Tom Brady to a Michigan State quarterback in Kirk Cousins. That's the only way to look at this, fellas.
Wow.
That's the only way to look at this. Wow. You guys wear green, you know. You can relate.
You know, Ryan, congratulations.
You made a point
there,
bro.
You're learning on this show.
You're learning, bro.
You're learning. I'm very impressed.
I stumped the Fusco brothers.
Wow, bro. You're learning, bro.
We have turned your career around.
Yeah, good for you, bro.
Single-handedly.
We're going to try and teach you some sports journalism here. Put on your hat there, all right? We're going to talk about this weekend's game, okay? We want you to be unbiased, okay,
Ryan? Be objective, bro.
What is your prediction for the Lions 49ers game, and how many touchdowns will Detroit lose by?
Well, listen, the spread is 7, so Vegas already thinks they're going to lose by 1 touchdown. I think this is going to go back and forth till the very end, and I think Jared Goff leads them on a drive in the final minutes
to steal one from
the San Francisco 49ers and head to the franchise's first ever Super Bowl.
Not going to happen, bro.
In a couple of weeks, I think the Lions get it done 27-24 to shock the football world. And I can't wait to come back on this show and get my flowers.
No way, bro.
Well, guess what? You're not only not getting invited on another show, you're not invited.
You're not invited on this show.
Because guess what?
Guess what, Ryan Field? You're off the show.
I have a prediction for you. You're going to be in the gutter.
Goodbye.
We're feeling a better guest.
You should have dropped out like Vivek.
Is he off the line?
Jay, would you hang up the phone?
You know, just never having him on the show. He totally blew it there.
Yeah, he's like the Detroit Lions, getting kicked out early.
Good one, Tony. And,
thank you.
Way to bring the show out on a high note. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at Casper.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Talking about mattresses. You kidding me? Someone who puts everyone to sleep.
Yeah, producer Jay. What do you want?
Corrections.
What? Hurry up.
You guys said the Giants are not intimidating other teams because the crime rate in New York City has gone down.
Yeah, bro. Too friendly, bro.
Yeah, no one's scared there anymore, bro.
That makes no sense. For starters, the Giants don't even play in New York City. They play in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know where the crime rate is about to go up? In the parking lot after the show.
Yeah. And you know what's about to go down? Your body to the bottom of the ocean. Oh, you're done.
Great.
Let's get out of here.
Nope.
Hurry up.
You said that Jimmy G had more star power than Joe Montana because the ratings for his Super Bowl were higher.
Yeah. Numbers never lie, bro.
Appointment TV, bro.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of total viewers, that's true. But the highest rated Super Bowl in terms of ratings was in 1982, 49ers Bengals with Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah. Well, Montana is where I'm going to bury your corpse.
And you know what else is going to have high ratings? When we live stream your murder. Oh, you're done.
Great one, Tony.
Yeah, let's get out of here. We're finished. No, no, end the show.
No.
Why?
No, no, no.
Hurry up.
You guys said the NBA insider was Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Woj.
Woj. So what?
Yeah.
No. His nickname is Woj, but his name is pronounced Adrian Wojnarowski. You should probably know that.
Oh, yeah? Well, you should probably know that I placed a bomb under your car.
Yeah, and guess what? We're giving you a new salary. Minimum Woj. Oh, he's done. He's shit. He's shocking.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, nobody's going to be sad about this. Just booked next week on this show, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend Nick Foles will be
here. Wow, great news.
Don't forget, vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards.
Tell your friends to vote.
Visit our merch store, 20% off up until
buy all the merch. Show your pride in the show.
Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.